Where does an astronaut park his spaceship?
I don't know. Where?
A parking meteor.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
If you wanna know the reason why I'm skipping down the street, feeling lighter than a feather with the rhythm in my feet. If you wanna know the reason I'm shooting up into the sky, shining brighter than the fireworks on the 4th day of July. If you wanna know the reason why I do the things I do, the reason is you. The reason is you. If you wanna know the reason,
if you wanna know the reason
why I'm
Brady Reimer and the Little Band That Could from their newest release, Sunny Side Up, which came out in 2025. I'm Katie Stone, and you're listening to the Children's Hour. And today on the show, we're going to play some of the best of 2025 in kids' releases, including hearing a sampling of all 5 Grammy nominations for Best Children's Release. And we're going to hear a little bit from some of our favorite shows we produced this year. We learned a lot on the Children's Hour about many different things. And early in the year, our Kids Crew co-hosts Lucas D. and Kybia went to the Zuni Eagle Aviary to learn about eagles. Take a listen.
My name is Kybia.
My name is Lucas D.
My name is Stafford Chamonix. Environmental technician with the Zuni Fish and Wildlife from Zuni Pablo, New Mexico.
My name is Cody Laniati. I'm the lead environmental technician here with the Zuni Eagle Aviary.
They're here for a reason. They're here because they got hurt in one way or another. When that happens, a rescuer or a rehabber will tend to them, and they will go there and they will get rehabbed. And if they're deemed non-releasable, then it goes to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It goes to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and then from there, the service contacts tribal aviaries to see if they're interested in taking a bird. Eagle husbandry has been with the Zuni tradition for so long. I know down at the museum, at Oshawa Museum, Curtis has a couple of pictures of, long time ago, of an eagle just kept in a small cage and the caretaker standing right next to it. So it's been, as long as we can remember.
we developed a system to allow U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to issue us a permit to hold non-releasable eagles, which are these eagles that we have in our eagle aviary.
You can find the full eagle episode at childrenshour.org. Look for eagles. This is the Okie Dokie Brothers from their 2025 release, Little Old You, right here on the Children's Hour.
Mother Earth is my mama, Father Sky is my old man. They sing a melody that travels across the land. Brother Wind blows the flute, Sister Rain claps and hums. Granny Lightning strikes a chord, Grandpa Thunder beats the drums. Whoa, nature's music never falls apart, 'cause that rhythm is in the beat of every heart. Oh, mama bird's been singing right outside my door. Sounds like her song is the truth I've been looking for. That moon's been crooning to the tides and the waves, and the sun's been conducting a symphony of rays. Whoa, nature's music never falls apart, 'cause that rhythm is in the beat of every heart. 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 Whoa. In the beat of every heart.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show we're exploring some of the best of 2025, including some of our favorite clips from our work that we made this year. Earlier in 2025, we made a show called Many Kinds of Minds. And one of the kinds of minds that we're paying attention to in this episode is artificial intelligence. Our guest, Dr. Martin Spinelli, is at the University of Cambridge in the UK, and Amaya had some questions for him.
How is like AI gonna like benefit humanity? Because like I've heard stories about it, and it's not necessarily like smarter. I mean, it is, but it's not. And how's it gonna be like used in the future?
Have you ever used Alexa or Siri? Have you ever been on YouTube and looked at all of the recommendations that YouTube is giving you for things that it thinks you might like to watch?
All the time. You know, every time I use it, it seems like.
Yeah, then you're using AI. So AI is already built into our everyday lives in lots of really, really basic ways. So I kind of like to think of AI these days, the kind of AI that we have now, as kind of like this army of minions that I have at my disposal. And I can tell them what to do, and they go and do it, no matter how tedious or boring or repetitive the job is. With clear instructions, with some rules, they can go and do it. They can do homework for us. They can...
No.
Oh, but
this is exactly what makes people nervous about AI, right?
Oh, yeah. Colleges that are trying to hunch down on people that are just asking ChatGPT to write a paper, and like they figure it out really quickly, and then, you know, people fail and stuff. But that's AI in a negative way.
I disagree. I don't think that's negative. If you like writing on a word processor, right? That's a technological advance that made writing easier. But 50 years ago, when computers were just maybe being a thing, people thought, oh, all of this typing instead of handwriting, that's going to make people dumber and they're going to lose this skill. Now, very, very few people think that, right? So we had this emergent technology that made something that was a little bit tedious much, much easier. And now we just completely accept it. And I think we're going to come to accept ChatGPT and other pre-trained transformers, that's GPT, doing lots of jobs in ways that seem a little bit disruptive now, but we'll be quite grateful for them in the future.
What do you think? We'd love to know. You can reach out to us at childrenshour.org, look for our contact page, and you can find this full episode at childrenshour.org. Look for Many Kinds of Minds. This is a remake of Mr. Rogers, and it's from a CD that just came out called Back in the Neighborhood, the best of Mr. Rogers, Volume 2.
What if I were very, very sad, and all I did was smile? I wonder, after a while, what might become of my sadness? What if I were very, very angry, and all I did was sit and never think about it? What might become of my anger? Where would they go, and what would they do if I couldn't let them out? Maybe I'd fall, maybe get sick or doubt. But what if I could know the truth and say just how I feel? I think I'd learn a lot that's real about freedom. I'm learning to sing a sad song when I'm sad. I'm learning to say I'm angry when I'm very mad. I'm learning to shout, I'm getting it out, I'm happy. Learning exactly how I feel inside of me. I'm learning to know the truth. I'm learning to tell the truth. Discovering truth will make me free.
It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay if you mess up. It's okay to take a break. Give it your best shot, don't give up. It's okay to ask for help. Just go easy on yourself. Promise that nobody's mad at you. Whoa, whoa. I've made an oopsie daisy. Whoops, that's crazy. Uh-oh, what did I do? I've spilled a cup. I've messed it up. I've dropped a plate. But it's okay to make mistakes. Make mistakes. Whoa, whoa. When you're being honest, you're being brave. Whoa, whoa. It's how you grow, that's how you change. Whoa, whoa. It's how you learn to become great. Whoa, whoa. I've made it. Mistakes. It's okay to try again. Maybe you can get help from a friend. It's okay if you're not done. Let's work together, let's have some fun. Whoa,
She could be the poster on the wall, standing strong and tall. She could show her strength through the struggle when they thought she would fall. But through it all, we all, we still gotta ask who. Cheer for the girl when she's ready to take the world. Will you cheer for the girl? I hate I even have to ask. Who's gonna cheer for the girl? Who's gonna cheer for the girl? Hey, hey, hey. Who's gonna cheer for the girl? Who's gonna cheer for the girl? She's a monument in the mall, the proof that great stories start small. She could show her strength through the struggle when they thought she would fall. But through it all, we are. We still gotta ask who. Cheer for the girl when she's ready to take the world. Will you cheer for the girl? I hate I even have to ask. Oh, go, girl, go. You can be anything you want to be.
That's brand new Megan Pyphus. She is the voice and the puppeteer behind Gabrielle on Sesame Street. And her latest release is called Cinderella Sweep. Teacher Peter before that with his 2025 release called Oopsie Daisy, It's Okay to Make Mistakes. You're listening to the Children's Hour's Best of 2025. This is from the Smurfs movie soundtrack.
Ooh, baby, do you know what I'm worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
Hey.
DJ Khaled.
Yes.
Desi Trill.
Everybody need love and I need some too. Some is exact cause each one blue. I'm really too hot to try to be humble. I'm looking like proof that dreams come true. Like heaven on earth, day, I think you're perfect. Sweet like dessert, but do you deserve it? Think about me, I'm monumental. Give me a statue, I'm monumental. Now it looks good till they get laid to rest. You know the body's on bang Bangladesh. Like it, I love it, say it, you need me. Kiss, mwah, Cardi, Habibi.
Ooh, baby, do you know what I'm worth? I make heaven a place on earth.
Here we go, here we go.
Listening to Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener supported at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many holiday traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions.